Welcome to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. And now, experience the good life today.
Greetings to you in the name of Jesus. I'm Danny Yamashiro. Welcome to The Good Life. We are here to help unleash your God-given purpose. A once lost and broken David Wilson has found himself changed and transformed by the power of Almighty God. David was searching for happiness and acceptance. By the age of 21, he had dug himself into a hole that only went deeper and deeper. Tormented by shame, insecurity, and selfishness, he believed this gift of life he had been given was destroyed beyond repair. And I don't know about you, but if you've ever been down to the place of the dregs of life, where you felt as though things were beyond repair, then you can relate with David. But little did he know that God had a different plan for his life. That's the whole reason why we're here today, as he shares his story, because God has a different plan for our lives when we are in a tailspin of helplessness, hopelessness, or confusion. He can give us purpose. He can give us hope. And that, dear friend, is a word that the Lord would have you hear as you listen to the testimony of David today. We pause, we typically do at the beginning of our show, to remind you the reason we have the Good Life program and guests like David Wilson is to bring you closer and closer to Jesus Christ. If you don't know Christ, for you to know him, he who died on the cross for your sins, who shed his precious blood on that cross to wash your sins away. He was buried, and 3 days later, he rose again from the grave, and the living Christ today calls you to himself. And if you're walking with the Lord, I believe you're going to be encouraged, inspired by the testimony of David Wilson. And if you don't know Christ, dear one, would you consider this moment that the Spirit of God is wooing you, calling you? Would you open your heart and receive Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior? David Wilson, I am blessed that you're with me today. I'm glad we had a chance as we spoke to frame the amazing things that took place. But you grew up in Houston, Texas, before coming to Hawaii. What was it like growing up in Texas?
Well, it was nice. Had a beautiful family. Had brothers and sisters growing up. A mom and dad both home. Was raised in and out of church.
So what would you say? Who would you say influenced you most there in your growing up years?
My parents definitely influenced me the most. Probably my dad. He helped me, to find work. Showed me a lot of different traits in working, whether it was, construction, rebar, or how to paint, or playing football, just different things like that. He was there for me, and I definitely looked up to him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now, what brought you to Hawaii?
I love the water. I love to surf. So I was drawn over here. I came to school to KCC for a little bit. I thought I was in love with a high school sweetheart and thought I was ready to get married. But I knew I was young. So I figured if I were to spend some time away, then I could definitely, find out. I thought if we were to be together, then time and space, it wouldn't matter. And come to find out that we weren't meant to be together. And so I came over here to find that out and to surf and to go to school.
What happened as a result?
as a result, I took the breakup kind of hard. It really, really broke my heart. And at that time, I began to ask myself, you know, what makes me happy? Up until that point, I had always, you know, done things, I guess, to please my parents. I was going to college because I knew that's what I was supposed to do. But I began to ask myself, what really made me happy? And when I did so, I tried the different things that I thought would make me happy, whether it was smoking or drinking or partying, whatever it may have been. And I only found more loneliness. It was all empty. And I just brought shame upon myself. And winded up going deeper and deeper. As the pain progressed, you know, I didn't want to remember any of it. And so I wound up smoking, you know, 24/7. I was always smoking. And if I couldn't get a hold of any marijuana, then I'd wind up drinking. I didn't want to be sober. And one day I woke up and I realized, you know, who I had become. Self-centered, depressed, pushed everyone away from me. It was just a life filled with torment.
Did your parents try reaching out to you?
They did. They did. Even through that stage, you know, I would talk to them on the phone and they try and give me encouraging words and let me know that they love me. I suppose probably at that time, I probably placed some of the blame on them, though, for kind of, you know, encouraging me and pushing me out the door, so to speak, to come over here to Hawaii.
Do you have brothers and sisters?
I do. I have three older sisters and three younger brothers.
Wow.
Yeah, big family.
And how did it influence or impact your siblings?
Honestly, they didn't know too much. I didn't speak to them all that often. I did speak to my mom and my dad quite a bit. Mm-hmm. My little brothers, they were too young, really, at the time to understand too much. And my older sisters, honestly, they had already moved out of the house. So, you know, spoke to one of my sisters and, you know, she'd try and give me some encouragement as well.
Do you feel like you were receptive to what people had to say?
Probably not. You know, my mom, when she'd send me a letter, you know, to encourage me. And honestly, I know it helped. I really do. Because I knew that there was somebody that loved me. That there was somebody that cared. Even though I was hurting and I was lonely, you know, and I pushed everybody away, I still had that support. It definitely helped.
Now, were you working? Did you have a steady job at the time?
I was working. Actually, I was working at the Cheesecake Factory, bussing tables and making more money than I had ever made before. Probably, you know, 20, 25 bucks an hour when it came out to it. But once I really started smoking and just going deeper, I wound up losing the job. Couldn't show up to work on time. And honestly, I couldn't hold a job at that time. And I didn't care to either. You know, I didn't see a point in anything. I was really asking myself at that time, what's the point of everything?
Well, that is a profound question. What is the point of everything? What's the point of life? Why am I here? It's a real search, a search for significance. Mm-hmm. When we talk about these matters of purpose. Something happened along the way. Now, let me just say, you are the owner of Waikiki Cleaners.
That's
You're
correct.
A business owner now. I want to talk about the part that, you know, where you are today, because from what you're describing, mm-hmm. it's we are going down that spiral, the spiral staircase, not going upward, mm-hmm. but going downward. But things happened in the life of David Wilson that began to turn things around. So take me back, David, to this point where you are absolutely low, mm-hmm. lonely, and searching. What happened at that point?
Honestly, it got pretty bad. It got to the point where I started hearing voices. And I just had these very deep feelings of insecurity. I heard these voices that just said, you know, you can't do anything right. And I just felt like people were talking about me. And
paranoid?
Yeah, paranoid, definitely. And I couldn't stop smoking. I God had spoken to me, you know, from time to time, though I wasn't reading the word and I wasn't going to church, he was still drawing me. I had gotten saved when I was about 14, and he was still drawing me, even through all that struggle. And he let me know that I had to stop smoking. He helped me to see who I had become.
How did he do that?
Man, I remember this one time when I did move back to Texas to try and stop smoking and everything, and you know, try and get my life together, so to speak. My parents just embraced me. They just, you know, took me in. They took me into their house. They helped me to get a job. They blessed me with a vehicle. You know, they just lavished their love on me, manifested in different ways. And it was Christmas time, and I had winded up smoking again. It was Christmas Eve, just gotten off of work. It was late, and usually everybody was asleep by that point. So I went with my friends, and I smoked, and I got a text from my mom. And she said, "Hey, where are you? All the family's here, and we're waiting on you to open presents." And at that point, man, I was stoned. And I just realized the love that they had for me and how selfish I was and how I didn't care, you know, for anyone. Really didn't. It was all about me, and they had just surrounded me with love. And it really broke my heart to realize who I had become, that I had pushed my family out, pushed even my brothers, my sisters. I couldn't receive love, didn't know how to give love.
To be in a place where you're so calloused, where you can't receive and you can't give, you're in the silo of your own quagmire of empty, lonely pitifulness. Mm-hmm. And yet people are trying to reach in. That's a glimmer or a glimpse of the story of David Wilson at that time in his life. Perhaps today, someone is in their own silo of loneliness and in the cocoon of callousness. And this butterfly is not even trying to get out. You wouldn't get out unless something happened on the inside of you. You. David Wilson experienced that, and he's going to share a dramatic story. It even includes cleaning. Cleaning. Yeah, stay with us. He'll tell it when we come back.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Danny Yamashiro Ministries presents the Good Life Partnership Club. Join today and receive Danny Yamashiro's inspirational biography, Paradise Calls, as an ebook, a slice of the Good Life CD by mail, a monthly personal letter from Danny that include inspiring devotionals, insider's access of new stories to share, and quarterly newsletters featuring guests, resources, and opportunities for ministry. Plus, a personal invitation to have dinner with Danny Yamashiro this year and a special Christmas gift exclusively for club members. All this for a minimum monthly commitment of just $25 per month at thegoodlifehawaii.com. For less than $1 per day, the Good Life Partnership Club membership will enrich you and multiply by spreading the hope of Jesus Christ to millions across the United States and the world. People like your family and friends. Join today at thegoodlifehawaii.com and click partners. That's thegoodlifehawaii.com.
Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. This involves exercise and a range of sporting activities. There are times, though, when injuries take place resulting from sports, work, or even the effects of age. In some cases, surgical care is necessary to facilitate proper healing. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi with offices at both Paliomiomi and Kuakini. Dr. Calvin Oishi has treated patients with the compassion, care, and expertise second to none. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, 484-2042, 484-2042.
There was a time when filling up your gas tank was a full-service experience. The attendant would look under your hood, check your oil and water, check your tires, and wipe your windows, all while your tank's being filled. Burt's Union Service Station on School Street still does it. They also provide auto repair services with master mechanics to give your car the needed fixing to keep it going a long time so your dollars stretch with a lasting, smoothly running vehicle. Visit them today. Burt's Union on School Street.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
He's the owner of Waikiki Cleaners. In fact, you can find out more and connect with him at and his services at WaikikiCleaners.com. That's WaikikiCleaners.com. David Wilson is in studio with me today, gracious enough to share a really rough time in his life. As a young man, heartbroken, high school sweetheart, didn't work out. He's in a place called Hawaii, all the way from Houston, Texas. He's has somewhat of a glossed over view of paradise, and is here going to school at KCC, and things don't work out with the relationship. So surfing and smoking and drinking become a part of his life, where he spirals out of control. And, you know, there's a lot of shaking of heads, as it were, if you were to be his boss or someone trying to help him, because you can't reach him. He is caught in a cocoon of callousness. But his family still loves him, still reaches out to him. I'm Danny Yamashiro. I'm glad you're listening to our program with us today. To find out more about this show, if you're tuning in right now, go to thegoodlifehawaii.com. You can get the program as a podcast, a free podcast. Go there and, like I said, pass it on to a family member or a friend. David, so you're realizing you're at home. Mom calls you Christmas Eve. She says, hey, where are you? Come, our family's waiting. Open presents. And you realize you're at this point where you are so detached, something's wrong.
Yeah.
How did you come to grips with that?
Honestly, it was rough. It wasn't overnight. Who I had become didn't happen overnight, and I knew that I couldn't change it overnight either. I realized that I didn't know how anymore to love and care for other people, nor did I know how to receive love from other people. It was really difficult, honestly. It once I realized that, you know, I was walking around with a broken heart, you know, just the self-realization of it all.
And this was happening in Texas.
Right.
Take us further.
Well, God was still speaking to me. I was searching for him a little bit, was listening for him. And I was having these dreams about surfing. In these dreams, the waves were always just going off, big waves. But at the end of each dream, I could never make it out to the wave. I could never surf. And when I was awake, I was always thinking about the waves. And I think my fear was that I would never be able to come back and surf these waves. And it drew me out here. I think God really used the waves to draw me out here, the waves in the water. And it was a big step to come back out here, moving out here, seeing as I, you know, felt like this was prison when I first came out here and practically ran away from it. So I asked the Lord, you know, Lord, would you have me come back out here? It's a big step. And I really felt that he spoke to me. He said, if you really want to know what I have to say, open my word, open my Bible. And I said, okay, Lord, but you know, it never really made sense to me before when I opened the Bible and I read it, but I'll give it a shot. So I opened the Word, and he led me to a scripture. It's in Revelation. When he's talking to the churches, he said, I haven't found your works perfect by any means, but you have kept my name. You have a little strength in you. and the door that I have open for you, no man can shut. And at the time, you know, I was wanting to be a pro surfer. I was training to be a pro surfer, even when I was in Texas. And I felt like
somebody might be asking, in Texas, how do you get to the waves? how does someone from Texas have these visions and ambitions?
They have Galveston out there. They have, you know, the Gulf. And so I'd go out there when hurricanes come through, you know, it might get head high, maybe double overhead, but you know, it's still a soft wave compared to over here. Mm-hmm. But yeah, that's how I got started on surf.
Okay.
Yeah. But so I wound up coming out here on that scripture. You know, I seeked him a couple more times and basically he was telling me the same thing. That he had something for me. And I had peace about coming out here. So I came back out here. I was still trying to stop smoking. I had, again, seen what it had done to my life, to the relationships, every relationship in my life. But I couldn't quit. I couldn't quit for my family. I couldn't quit for myself. I couldn't stop. I wound up smoking, and God told me when I made it back out here, he said, first warning. I was like, okay, God, I'm trying to quit. I really am. Wound up smoking again. He said, second warning. This time it kind of caught my attention. You know, I like I said, I was trying to train to be a pro surfer, and I was afraid that I could wind up, you know, paralyzed or something. And but still yet, I wound up smoking a third time. And it was with my surf buddy, and it had gone into the next morning, like 2 o'clock in the morning, and it was on Resurrection Sunday of all days. And we actually wound up talking about God. And at that time, God blessed me with the revelation. He spoke to me. He said, third and final warning, you've got to stop. And he let me know that door that he had open for me, that it would shut. And that was the last time I smoked. Resurrection Sunday, it's about 4 years ago, the 20th this month. And so the next week, the very next week, I said, okay, God, I'm going to try this church thing again. Never really felt comfortable in a church, but I said, okay, I'm going to try it again. Went up to a church I had knew of, heard the word of God, but I didn't really feel anything. So I was headed back home, and I heard the singing. And I stopped by, and a minister met me at the door. I said, what kind of church is this? She said, it's a non-denominational Christian church. I said, okay, I'm not sure what that means, but, you know, let me check it out. And the man of God was up there speaking the word of God. And if you have a relationship with God, you know what God's voice sounds like. When he speaks to you, it's directly relevant to what's going on in your life right now. It echoes inside the halls of your heart. And that's what happened. He was speaking to me through this man of God. And I was like, wow, you know, there he is. There's God. He's here. And I came back the next week, and the same thing. God was speaking to me again. And every day, every week after that. And so I knew that this man of God had a relationship with God. He was connecting with God somehow, some way. And I wanted to follow him. Wherever he went, whatever he did, I wanted to do the same thing, that I could know God.
Let's look ahead and what happened. How did you get involved with the business that you have today? Tell us that story.
Well, when I had started walking with God, I'd found myself filled with joy. And I was just singing. I walked out into Waikiki. I was living at Waikiki at the time. I walked out into Waikiki. I said, Lord, I don't know how you can use me, how you can be glorified through me. But if you can use me, even scrubbing toilets, I said to him, then use me. And I walked over to Jamba Juice, right there on Cojillo in Seaside, I believe. And there was a man there in a wheelchair, and he didn't have any arms. He didn't have any legs. And I went up, and I started talking to him. And after a little bit, he let me know that he needed to go to the restroom. Asked me if I could help him. And so took him to the restroom and got him there to the stall and everything. And he said, there's a spot on the toilet there, the seat, can you scrub it for me? I said, okay, and started, you know, got down there and started scrubbing, and I just started cracking up when I realized just an hour before what I had told God, you know, if you could use me even scrubbing toilets. So that was my first encounter, that very first day. God has quite a sense of humor. Then about within 6 months, I had applied for a position, a cleaning position at a hotel, and winded up getting it. And after, again, a little bit, maybe a month, I realized, you know, after scrubbing many toilets every day, what I had spoke to God. And you know, the awesome thing, Danny, is that the joy that I had, that I have still, wasn't given by the world. So I'll go in and I'll clean somebody's house and I'm just singing along. You know, I'm praising God and they're asking, how can you scrub in my toilet? How can you be so happy? Well, man, my joy isn't from the world. It's not from the job that I'm in, the situation that I'm in. It's given by God and the world can't take it away.
You know, that speaks. Someone in church has said that preaches the joy of the Lord.
Amen.
In scrubbing toilets.
Yeah.
And, you know, you have a peaceful, joyous countenance and people can hear it in your voice. Well, the word is placid. It's a way of just a still lake that you can see a reflection, and you know, it's a good reflection of peace, serenity. Well, this joy that you have, and the process of your growth as a Christ follower, to see the joy and to feel and know the joy of the Lord in something that someone else might think, I don't want to do that. I don't want to clean. Mm-hmm. But you take pride in that for the glory of God.
Amen.
Joy in that. And the Lord has blessed you with a business called Waikiki Cleaners. We didn't even talk about how that came about.
Right.
But this is all part of the process of preparation. Preparation of the heart. That's how God does it. He'll share more when we come back. Stay with us.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky. Leave it to me, I lead you home.
Have you heard the stories on the Good Life Hawaii radio show with Danny Amashiro and his guests?
Yup. I listen to Danny's show every day. Those testimonies inspire me in my life at work, with my family, and in my relationship with God.
Did you ever visit thegoodlifehawaii.com? There's all kinds of resources there. Danny Amashiro has interviewed hundreds of guests on subjects like parenting, business, relationships, depression, overcoming addiction, hope, and so much more.
As a matter of fact, I have. Did you know there are videos where Danny prays for your family, your finances, even a video I've used to help lead my friends to Christ?
Wow. And I hear Danny is offering special opportunities and benefits for his Good Life Partnership Club members.
Yep. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and remember to connect with Danny on Facebook. Follow him on Twitter, too. That's Danny Amashiro.
I'm going to visit thegoodlifehawaii.com today.
A healthy smile can make all the difference, but where do you go for healthy teeth? Dr. Kerry Ishihara is a specialist in general dentistry in Waihua. With more than 20 years of experience, Dr. Ishihara serves the people of Waihua, including a special focus on military families. As a lieutenant colonel in the U.S. Army Reserves, he understands the needs of soldiers and families in our military community. The Good Life Hawaii radio show is proud to have Dr. Kerry Ishihara as an anchor sponsor. Call him at 621-8281. That's 621-8281.
Do you need a specialist in cosmetic dentistry? Someone who can bring the best in you from the inside out? Let Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa help you. His warmth, compassion, and expertise provides all the assurance needed for your dental needs. Visit Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry in Kaneohe. Call him at 235-4525 to make an appointment today. That's 235-4525. Or visit jeffmiyazawa.com. Windward Family Dentistry, where a lifetime of smiles is created.
Danny Omashiro Ministries presents the Good Life Partnership Club.
Join today and receive Danny Yamashiro's inspirational biography, Paradise Calls, as an ebook, a slice of the Good Life CD by mail, a monthly personal letter from Danny that include inspiring devotionals, insider's access of new stories to share, and quarterly newsletters featuring guests, resources, and opportunities for ministry. Plus, a personal invitation to have dinner with Danny Yamashiro this year and a special Christmas gift exclusively for club members. All this for a minimum monthly commitment of just $25 per month at thegoodlifehawaii.com. For less than $1 per day, the Good Life Partnership Club membership will enrich you and multiply by spreading the hope of Jesus Christ to millions across the United States and the world. People like your family and friends. Join today at thegoodlifehawaii.com and click partners. That's thegoodlifehawaii.com. Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
When I was in college, one of my hallmates was telling me a story about his, describing his father to me, and I said, okay, you know, tell me about your dad. He said his dad lived a very simple life, but he lived an excellent life. And I said, okay, well his dad was a farmer and a simple, excellent life. I said, what do you mean? Your father obviously seemed to have had such an impact on him. He said, Danny, my father can drink a glass of water as though it were a glass of fine wine. And I looked at him and I thought, man. And our guest today, when you hear him speak and when you hear about how he does the things that he does, things that others might feel as though they are points of drudgery or something they wish someone else would do, and some people pay him to do it, but he does it as with the exquisiteness of joy, because he's doing it for the glory of God. I'm speaking of none other than David Wilson. He's the owner of Waikiki Cleaners. You can find out more about him, his company, his services at WaikikiCleaners.com. David, let's go back to the cleaning of the toilet and how from that time you helped the man with no arms and no legs. What God did in and through you, and what did he show you after that?
Yeah, after that, probably about 6 months later, I wound up getting a job at a hotel. And God was with me definitely through all of that. Just showed me such favor with the other employees, favor with the owner. And wound up becoming good friends with the owner. And you know, accelerated and positions. He had me in many different areas of cleaning, whether it was the carpet or, you know, deep cleans or, you know, the regular cleaning or scheduling the employees. In the short amount of time that I was there, you know, I really got a lot of experience. And the opportunity presented itself to kind of go out on my own for cleaning. He didn't do just cleaning. He does vacation rentals. And, you know, I talked to him and I asked him because, like I said, you know, we're friends. And he said, man, go for it. You know, I'll help you open it. I'll help you start it up. You don't find that too often, you know, almost a competitor to help you in the same business. But God had just blessed me with such favor and started it.
And he helped you.
Yeah, he helped me from the ground up. And you know, God's been there ever since. For a long time, it was, you know, just me working.
I mean, it's like he trained his competitor.
Yeah.
Basically giving you all aspects of the business.
Right.
And then he helps you start.
Yeah.
Your own company.
Yeah. Wisdom of God.
Wow, the grace awesome. And favor of God.
Yeah.
So as you started, one man show, right?
Right, that's right. Yeah, and you know, it was a lot more. I knew it was going to be difficult, but it was a lot more difficult than I had anticipated. I remember one time, Danny, where I was working around the clock. It was really only me in the beginning, and you know, I had these jobs scheduled and just got through with a full day's worth of work and was headed to an overnight job. And I had been working like that, you know, for the last 3 weeks. And I was riding down the alleyway, actually, and I said, "Lord, I'm tired. I'm just tired." And he reminded me, he unctioned me, "Why are you doing it? Why are you doing all of this?" And at that point, he helped me to realize, to remind me, I was doing it for him. And I was doing it for the body of Christ, for the church. And at that moment, that tiredness, the stress, it was gone. And I was filled again with strength, his strength. Just like that. That's how awesome our God is. Just riding down the alleyway, he was able to just renew me right then.
Were you always a detailed person growing up? Is that part of your personality?
My dad's detailed. My mom's not. I'd say I got a little bit of both. In this cleaning company, definitely, it's awakened that side again. Mm. Yeah, definitely.
The to have an eye that looks once, twice, and thrice over at something to make sure that it's impeccable.
Right, definitely.
What have you found to be greatly rewarding in what you do?
The glory of God, honestly, just manifested in so many different ways, whether it's the opportunity to share with someone that, you know, that might be going through struggles or just having a bad day, or, you know, just to rejoice together in the Lord. Those opportunities, and the opportunities that has come from it unto others as well, whether it's, you know, employment or, you know, financial help or whatever the case may be, just a manifestation of God through it all.
You see the hand of God working, moving through you, through the company. From a one-man operation, you've seen some growth. Mm-hmm. What have you seen the Lord do?
It went, Danny, from X amount of dollars 1 month to seven times that, 700% growth in 1 month. And I didn't do a thing different. So I cannot take the credit for it. Mm. It was all God. And it stayed that way. It's been consecutively that way ever since.
And now you're not a one-man show.
No. Now I have five employees now.
So as we're talking here, there are others that are fulfilling their contract duties.
That's right.
For the company.
That's right. Praise God.
And you have trained them?
Yeah. I trained them. They all come through me for training, and then I try and send, if it's not myself, I try and send a supervisor out there to check over everything to make sure, you know, it's 100%.
When you say that it's for the body of Christ, for the glory of God, mm-hmm. What resonates in your heart as you say that?
Well, honestly, it reminds me of my grandpa before he passed away. They took his leg in surgery, and ever since then, you know, God used that to really, I guess, awaken the thankfulness in my heart for the simple things like legs and eyes and hearing, you know, just the abilities that we perhaps take for granted from day to day. And so, you know, seeing this opportunity that God has presented me with, you know, I know that there's others out there that are looking for work or maybe would like to work and are not able to. And, you know, I see it as an opportunity. This is something that God has blessed me with the ability to do. You know, maybe I can't play instruments that well or sing very well, but, hey, man, I can clean. You know, I can get to it. I want to be faithful with what he's given me.
Well, as the scripture says, and you well know, he who is faithful with the little things will be given much. Mm-hmm. You're living by that principle. You're applying that. You see that being brought forth in your life. I'm enamored by doing the simple things, the way that you're doing the simple things exquisitely. That's profound to me, and I think that we need to pause. And so when we come back, of course, you know, we're not literally pushing the pause button. The program must go on. But pause for a moment of reflection on the simple things, the legs, the eyes, the thought, the idea, the ability to have thoughts and ideas, mm-hmm. and to speak, mm-hmm. or to clean a toilet, to clean a home. Someone else today may be cleaning something else or cleaning up after someone who hasn't done a great job in the paperwork or in the filing or hasn't done a great job in folding the clothes. And we can go on and on. You get my point. When we need to come in and help someone, put order, clarify, clean things, can we do it with the exquisiteness and simplicity like David Wilson? Stay with us. We'll be back.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky, leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Danny Yamashiro Ministries presents the Good Life Partnership Club. Join today and receive Danny Yamashiro's inspirational biography, Paradise Calls, as an ebook, a slice of the Good Life CD by mail, a monthly personal letter from Danny that include inspiring devotionals, insider's access of new stories to share, and quarterly newsletters featuring guests, resources, and opportunities for ministry. Plus, a personal invitation to have dinner with Danny Yamashiro this year and a special Christmas gift exclusively for club members. All this for a minimum monthly commitment of just $25 per month at thegoodlifehawaii.com. For less than $1 per day, the Good Life Partnership Club membership will enrich you and multiply by spreading the hope of Jesus Christ to millions across the United States and the world. People like your family and friends. Join today at thegoodlifehawaii.com and click Partners. That's thegoodlifehawaii.com.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how much the Good Life Hawaii radio show has made a difference in their lives, how they've shared our free podcast with friends and family from thegoodlifehawaii.org. Others have connected with us on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. A big mahalo to Waiawa dentist Dr. Kerry Ishihara, orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, Fran Valarmia Kahawai of Properties International Limited, Chinen and Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated, L&S Marine Services Consultants, and RG Maintenance LLC. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click Partners at thegoodlifehawaii.org. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show on 99.5 KGU, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight, providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
Years ago when I was, when I was still a teen, my father gave me a book. It was actually written by a Catholic monk. His name was Brother Lawrence, and the book was entitled Practicing His Presence. And it's his diary of what his reflections as he's sweeping, as he's washing dishes in the monastery, how he practices the presence of the Lord. And during our break, I was talking about this story, and of all things, David Wilson, our featured guest, he says, I used to carry that book in my pocket.
That's right.
Going to talk about that, because I feel like this is the great nugget of gold in the lesson that we have today that will inspire, rekindle, reignite a fire of really the presence of the Lord in everything that we do. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, that's what you're listening to today. And to find out more about this program and other resources we have, go to thegoodlifehawaii.com. And to connect with David Wilson, the owner of Waikiki Cleaners, you can do so at waikikicleaners.com. That's waikikicleaners.com. Well, the book, Practicing His Presence, Brother Lawrence, I mean, we connected right off, off the air. How did you get a hold of it, and how has God used that book to inspire you?
Yeah, it was actually a requirement that we read in our Bible doctrine class. And man, it was awesome. It was so awesome. I was telling you, I had folded up and took it with me to work every day when I was going to the hotel there. Just the relationship that he had with God, just like you were saying, practicing God's presence, just stopping and acknowledging, no matter what you're doing, where you're at, what situation you're going through, just acknowledging God, that he is there with you, going through it all, and whatever you may be facing, that it's for your good. He said, it's for your good. I'm going to use it for your good. And so we can rejoice, you know, knowing that. And it really helped me during some challenging times in my life. I kept it with me, and you know, I strive to practice it every day, the presence of God, you know, here with us even now.
Let's go further and deeper. What has it meant to you? What, describe the experience of what it means. Someone might be listening and say, well, okay, what do you mean? Practicing the presence of God. Are you talking about when you go to church on Sunday? Are you meaning when I listen to a Christian radio program? Am I practicing the presence of God there? What do you mean?
Well, I think everybody knows God on a certain level. You know, he's a personal God, and we all have a relationship with him. And it's important to get into the Word and to read his Word to find out more about him. And when you have that Word inside of you, when you know God, then you have whatever struggles you're going through, you have him right there with you, and you know what he said that he's going to do for you. You know that he's going to bring you through, and like I said earlier, you know whatever you're going through, that it's for your good, and the plans that he has for you is to prosper, you know, not to harm you. And so just to know that he's with you, because he said he'll never leave you, he'll never forsake you, he'll be right there with you. And when you fall, he said, a righteous man, those that are in right standings with me, walking after me, desiring me, he said, they will fall 7 times, and every time I'm going to raise them up. And so when you know these things, when you know God, when you develop that relationship with God, and you're going through your day, no matter what's going on, mundane or challenges, struggles, or you're having a good time, whatever's going on, to just stop and acknowledge him, that he's there with you, and what he said. And ask yourself, you know, what's going on in this present circumstance? What does God say about it?
One of the questions I like to ask is, how has the Lord helped you through difficult times? Now, you shared a lot of that at the beginning. But as a business owner, I mean, at times, David, it must get stressful. I mean, I don't know the intricacies of the business or the industry that you're a part of, but anyone in business is going to face times where there are issues dealing with cash flow, employees, management. With regard to practicing the presence of the Lord, how has that worked itself out in your life?
Yeah, like you said, there's many stressful times, a lot going on, and you know, when it comes down to it, I just the Bible says, God said that we overcome Satan by the blood of the Lamb, Jesus the Christ, and by the word of our testimony. And so during those times, it's an opportunity really for me to look back on all that God has done for me and brought me through. And I know if he led me into this position, situation, whatever I'm in right now, that he's going to be faithful to lead me out. He's going to get me through. His word says so. And I can, honestly, I can really just take rest and peace in that. I don't have to know, you know, where the finances are going to come through at. I don't have to know how I'm going to, you know, to get through the situation, whatever is going on. Don't have to know how, but just simply that he's with me and that he's going to get me through. And that's enough.
And you've seen that to be adequate?
Time and time again, he's never failed.
Someone today could sure use a prayer, someone to pray for them. Mm-hmm. You're a person who obviously loves the Lord and knows the love of the Lord. Could you pray? Pray for someone who, gosh, they're listening to you and they're thinking, man, I want to live like, I want to experience the kind of peace that David Wilson has. Mm-hmm. In his business endeavors and in his life, could you pray for them?
Sure.
That they would know the peace of Christ as you experience the peace of Christ.
Father, we bless you, Lord. Father, I just ask right now, Father, that whoever's listening, whoever you're speaking to right now, Lord, that you would touch their heart, my King, that you would bless them, Lord, with peace. You would help them, oh God, to just lay it down before you, Lord, and to surrender whatever they're going through, to acknowledge you as God Almighty, the one that's in control. And I thank you, Lord, for filling their hearts with peace, blessing them, Father, with direction, revealing yourself to them, Lord, that they may continue to go through strong with their head lifted towards you, oh God, acknowledging you as the King of Kings and all that they're facing. Thank you, Lord, and we bless you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. What do you look forward to in the future?
God has given me many dreams, many visions, and I know it's for a reason. I look forward to, honestly, to continuing to grow my relationship in Christ, first of all. You know, I love that intimacy about God, that he is a personal God. And another great desire that I have is to see every bit of his word fulfilled. Every bit of it. Just the manifestation of it all.
And if someone were to say, David, if you could leave me with just a word of encouragement that you feel God would have you to share with me, what would you say?
Don't give up in your walk with God, though you may face some very difficult times, very challenging, trying. Stand. Stand for the Lord and the conviction that he's placed on your heart. Know that he's with you, and he's going to bring you through. And you're going to come out gold.
That's a word of encouragement from David Wilson. A man, he owns Waikiki Cleaners. In fact, you can connect with him there, WaikikiCleaners.com. He also serves in the pastoral capacity. David, give us the name of your church and the ministry that you're a part of.
It's Vince Johnson Ministries International. World Fellowship Christian Outreach. You can reach them at vincejohnson.org and see, you know, the different things that we've been involved in that God has just really blessed us with to be a part of. We go to different countries, different nations, and And we're actually headed to the Philippines, Hong Kong, London, I believe, this year, actually within the next couple months, supposed to be. And we're right here on 1190 Dillingham in Kalihi. God is just doing awesome things. The doors that he has opened.
It's interesting how the Lord has used the ministry locally to minister to people like yourself, mm-hmm. you and other leaders there, and as your ministry there, the church has taken steps of growth. But at the same time, the international impact mm-hmm. and these other large events where God is using Vince Johnson, his wife, who's also a local girl, right? Mm-hmm. And Pastor Vince's wife's name is
Pastor Vanessa.
So uh-huh. Pastor Vanessa, Pastor Vince, their family, and here Pastor David Wilson. I've been calling mm-hmm. him David throughout our whole show today. It's Pastor David Wilson, mm-hmm. and the ministry that he has is, he teaches, he preaches, and he has this business called Waikiki Cleaners, where God has used him to be a blessing to many, even as he serves his clients and fulfills his responsibilities. He and his staff, he has been able to minister to them and bless them in the name of the Lord. And that's why today I hope that you have been encouraged by the insights from Pastor David Wilson. Because you know what? God's timing is perfect. And there's no better time than right now to share the love of Christ with someone near you. And if you haven't done so, this is the perfect moment to open your heart to Jesus Christ. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com, click Get to Know Jesus. I've got a special presentation for you there. And if you want to stand with us with your financial support, make a donation, go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and click Partners. Proverbs 17:27 says, "The one who has knowledge uses words with restraint, and whoever has understanding is even-tempered." It's always a blessing to be with you. A special thank you to David Wilson. Find out more at WaikikiCleaners.com. Until next time, along with my technical producer, Chaz Ontai, guest coordinator, Jamie Lee Kwai, and web designer, Arlen Nagata, I'm Danny Yamashiro. Remember, the Lord is with you. Let Him unleash your God-given purpose today.
Thank you for listening in on today's broadcast of The Good Life with host Danny Yamashiro. We hope that today's program has been a blessing for you. The Good Life radio program is listener supported, and we'd like to encourage you to pray about becoming a sponsor or donor. Your support makes it possible for us to continue to minister to God's people through The Good Life. To become a sponsor or to make a donation, please visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. That's thegoodlifehawaii.org. And may God richly bless you with The Good Life.